Hey everyone, my name is Dave Nixon and welcome to the Alpha Theta Flow podcast. This is Flow 644 and today I'm going to talk about a concept that is in constant development that I use for both teaching coaches a model of coaching as well as educating clients on a model of development. And over the years, 16 years in the fitness industry, since 2004, more importantly the last couple of years, the knowledge that I've accumulated, especially the bell curve of knowing nothing, then knowing everything, then realizing again that I know nothing. And in that that second know nothing space was a lot more teaching and seeing the people that I was teaching as also the teachers, which allowed me to once again be the student. And it allowed me to really build on the knowledge and the experiences that I was having to put it all together and go, what are the commonalities here? And the overarching model I have come to call, or what I call, flow intelligence theory. And the reason why I call it flow intelligence theory is that it's looking at a model that's going, rather than thinking this is how we lose weight, this is how we think positive, this is how we eat better, rather than having this kind of almost objective behavioral habit measurable approach. I mean, measurable is very important, but I'm talking about measurable in an objective empirical fashion. It's ignoring a lot of the other parts of the world, but it's also going, it's as if I was to lose weight, then I'm happy. Then I get what I actually want. So what will losing weight give you that you don't already have is a fantastic question. Because the person goes, well, confidence. And it's like, confidence with what? And they go, well, confidence in my body. And it's like, and what will that give you that you don't already have? It's like, well, the ability to talk to the opposite sex. It's like, okay, and then what's that going to give you? And so we start to see that there's layers to the initial, or when I say superficial, I mean like skin level, skin depth, the superficial levels of our goals. And so what flow intelligence theory is proposing is that our personal health map has more to do with living life and experiences, because those experiences are actually allowing us to be in the present moment, which is where life actually occurs. Life doesn't happen in the future. Life doesn't happen in the past. We can bring ideas of those two spaces to the present moment and relive them or imagine them, which takes away from us living right now. Now, if we do that consciously, there's utility to it. But if we are continually, unconsciously, unknowingly living in the future or living in the past, then there may be some difficulties or some issues in that. Part of that is the fact that we actually never get to live, because living's always now. Yet when we are experiencing a state of flow, of ease, of challenge, but our skill is also wrestling with that challenge, we're fully involved in the activity at hand, that's where life happens. And more often than not, that's where most people find fulfillment or experiencing joy. And so what I've come to learn is that outcome has more to do with developing lines of intelligences relevant to that outcome per individual than it has to do with eating right or doing the right training program. That also isn't saying that those details aren't important. It just goes back to that example of, we're looking at the cake, not necessarily the ingredients that make up the cake. Those ingredients that make up the cake are absolutely crucial, but we don't want to go, let's just get flour or let's just get ingredients. We want to know exactly what ingredients we need to make the cake that we ideally want ourselves. And so the whole idea of going a nutrition protocol or a mind development program or books or a training program or a particular type of gym, maybe not a gym, maybe it's a social sport such as tennis, whatever it may be, it means that those ingredients are made up to make the cake for the individual, right? And I'm going to talk more about the other two principles that uphold this as an overarching concept for both coaching and training. But the whole point here is to offer this idea that rather than looking at training and fitness and health and mindset and nutrition as losing weight or as toning up or as getting stronger or getting fitter. Those things are all valid and are very important. What it's pointing at and what it's really looking at is basically the governing principle is, what is the outcome you want from achieving all of those things? What is it that's going to allow you to experience more flow states? What's going to allow you, what is it you want to do with your life that's going to allow you to experience more life? And when we have that in mind, we start to think about what's actually really important, and we can start to get rid of some shit that maybe we don't need, and maybe start investing more time and more energy in things that are important. An easy example of that is, let's say I have a young father that joins up to the gym, and he's like, hey, you know, I'm mid to late 30s and I've got a couple of kids now, and I just want to lose some weight. I want to be able to play with my kids and run around with them, and yeah, I've never really been too much to a gym before, so I want to get started and lose some weight. It's like, okay, so you want to play with your children, fair enough. And I say, how many days a week would you like to train? And he goes, 5 days a week. I'm super motivated, I've got some goals I want to crush. It's like, okay, no problem. How many days a week are you training right now? He's like, I'm not. It's like, okay. How many days a week are you playing with your children? He's like, I'm not. It's like, so why the fuck are you at the gym 5 days a week? I'm not saying we shouldn't have a gym membership or a training program or something. Absolutely. But it's making sure that we're keeping the experience that we want to experience in life front and center. And then from there, having a pathway, and each line of intelligence, which is both, you know, from the simple perspective, is move, mind, and mouth. Mouth meaning nutrition. You see move as being somatic intelligence, which is bodily kinesthetic and somatic intelligence, of course, and spatial intelligence. And so this allows us to get a really good sense of where our body is in space, but also what messages our body is sending us. And there's three main stages of development there, right? Safe, strong, sexy is a term otherwise known as gross, subtle, causal. Gross meaning general in nature, subtle, the person becomes more subtly aware of all the messages that the body is communicating to them, and then causal, they start to see the causal relationship with their body. So this hurts because I played this for so long and I ignored this, and because of that it pulls on this and now I get a sore back, rather than somebody who may not be aware of that starts to go, oh, deadlifts hurt my back. Deadlifts probably don't hurt your back. The way that you've wired yourself to move and your inability at this stage of development to understand where you are in space and how to contract particular muscles is probably encouraging a poor position for you to then attempt to deadlift and therefore hurt your back. It's a really different way to think about it. And so then we have also emotional intelligence, which is mostly made up of interpersonal and intrapersonal intelligence. And they have three main developing stages as well. And then we have naturalistic and nutritional intelligence for mouth, which also has three main stages. And so this all fits under the same map. It's the flow map, and it's heavily based upon the individual's outcome, what they want to come out of this exercise. And what that means is going, the exercise isn't necessarily a lunge per se. It's the exercise of getting up in the morning and going to the gym. It's the exercise of setting a goal in the first place. It's the practice of becoming aware of the thought patterns that they deem to be true. It's the practice of prepping food as necessary, or seeing the judgment of not prepping food. There's so many variations of this, but this overarching map is an educational program that allows people to continually develop forward so they don't become codependent upon a trainer and we start to actually pretend to solve the issues that we're also perpetrating within the industry. It's a really, really important subject. And that, my friends, is a very, very brief introduction into flow intelligence theory. And that is me done for today. Thank you very much for tuning in. If you found this podcast beneficial, it would mean the world to me if you'd pass it on to someone else that you think would also find it beneficial. If you haven't already, you can grab a copy of my book, Mining Yourself, anywhere online that sells books, or at alphathetaflow.com if you would like one personally signed by me. If you're an athlete, a coach, or a high performer and you're wanting to find out how to find your flow, then check out alphathetaflow.com and get in touch, because I'd love to have a chat with you. But that's it from me. Big love, peace and pizza. I'll see you all soon.